After a year of consistently downplaying the pandemic, Mexico's president contracted the virus, making him the latest world leader to fall ill from COVID-19. His government says he has mild symptoms and is running the country's affairs from the National Palace. As NPR's Kerry Kahn reports, the Mexican leader is sick at a time when the country is witnessing a record number of coronavirus deaths.
For many, it was just a matter of time before President Andrés Manuel López Obrador would contract the virus. He's rarely seen in public using a mask, and throughout the pandemic has kept up a grueling schedule touring the country, flying commercial airlines, and interacting with many people, like he did just this past weekend. As a military band played the national anthem, López Obrador inaugurated new bases for his National Guard troops. He told a small crowd that the pandemic, yes, has been rough on Mexico, but it needs to be put into perspective.
La corrupción es más que una pandemia. Es una peste.
Corruption has done more damage to Mexico. It's worse than a pandemic. It's a plague, he said on Saturday. López Obrador has underplayed the spread of COVID in the country, even as the death toll is approaching 150,000, the fourth highest in the world. More than 1.7 million people have tested positive for the virus, but officials admit that is an undercount, since only the sickest are tested. And his ambitious vaccination plan has stalled recently, after Pfizer temporarily halted shipments of its vaccine to the country due to logistics problems. Critics of the president's handling of the pandemic say they're not surprised he himself has now fallen ill.
Let's face it, the odds were increasingly against him.
Carlos Bravo is a political analyst and teaches at CIDE, a Mexico City university.
He has not even tried to be a social model in terms of visibly taking precautions.
Early on in the pandemic, López Obrador famously held up religious amulets, declaring that they, along with his good morals, would protect him from the virus.
El escudo protector es la honestidad.
The best shield against the virus is to be honest, not to steal and not to betray. His comments made back in March are now being rebroadcast continually on TV and social media. For now, officials say President López Obrador is isolating in his quarters at the National Palace and has only mild symptoms. At 67, though, he suffers from hypertension, and he had a heart attack in 2013. His interior minister, Olga Sanchez, oversaw his morning press conference today, but kept it far under the 2 hours the president usually takes.
Se encuentra estable y pronto, muy pronto, se recuperará. Estoy segura.
The president is stable and will recuperate very soon. I'm sure of it, she said. Soon after the morning conference, the president's office sent out pictures of López Obrador in a suit behind his desk, taking a call with Vladimir Putin. Russia will reportedly send 24 million doses of its Sputnik V vaccine over the next 2 months to Mexico. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.